This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel has stepped up attacks on the Gaza Strip, flattening a building used by Hamas and killing at least three militants. Palestinian rockets rained down almost nonstop on parts of Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to expand the offensive, while Gaza militants unleashed a barrage of rockets that set off air raid sirens and explosions around Tel Aviv. The enemy's heaviest fighting since 2014 showed no signs of slowing. Five Israelis were killed by rocket fire, at least, and the death toll in Gaza rose to at least 35. A Palestinian was killed during clashes with Israeli troops in the West Bank. In another sign of a widening unrest, demonstrations erupted in Arab communities around Israel. Russians paid tribute to the victims of the school shooting in the city of Kazan, and people brought flowers and toys to the attacked school and to the headquarters of the Republic in Moscow. Nine people, including seven children, were killed Tuesday, many more badly wounded after a lone teenage gunman opened fire in a school in the Russian city, prompting a Kremlin call for tighter gun controls. More than 1,000 gas stations in the U.S. Southeast reported running out of fuel. This is primarily because of what analysts say is unwarranted panic buying among drivers as the shutdown of a major pipeline by hackers entered its fifth day. Government officials acted swiftly to waive safety and environmental rules to speed the delivery of fuel by truck, ship or rail to motorists and airports. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A potentially worrisome variant of the coronavirus detected in India may spread more easily, but the country is behind in doing the testing needed to track the variant and understand it better. The revelation comes after the World Health Organization designated the Indian version a variant of concern, alongside those first detected in Britain, South Africa, and Brazil. The surging number of people infected in India gives the virus more opportunities to mutate, and genetic monitoring is needed to identify if those mutations are making the virus more deadly. India is sequencing around 1% of its virus cases, and not all the results are added in a genome database. A man accused of killing eight people and shootings at three Atlanta-area massage parlors has been indicted on murder charges in two counties. Six of the victims were women of Asian descent, and the county prosecutor says that she will seek hate crime charges and the death penalty after the grand jury indicted 22-year-old Robert Aaron Long on murder charges Tuesday. The indictment only covers the four killings that happened at two spas in Atlanta. A separate grand jury in another county indicted him on charges related to the shooting at a spa near a suburban area in which four people were killed. One person was wounded. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that a judge has dismissed an effort by the NRA to reorganize in the state of Texas under federal bankruptcy protection.
The case centered on whether the powerful gun rights group should be allowed to incorporate in Texas instead of New York, where Attorney General Letitia James accuses NRA leaders of seeking bankruptcy to avoid accountability for using the group's coffers as, quote, their piggy bank. The NRA is headquartered in Virginia, but was chartered as a nonprofit in New York in 1871.
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's acting defense secretary during the January 6 riot is defending his response to the attack. Christopher Miller plans to tell Congress Wednesday that he was concerned that sending troops to the Capitol would fan fears of a military coup. He also feared that an aggressive military response could cause a repeat of the deadly Kent State shootings. That's according to a copy of his prepared remarks obtained by the Associated Press. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.